Today I'm talking to Amanda Kincaid, who's running for District 21 in the primary. Welcome to Women's Focus.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Susan.
What caused you to decide to run?
Well, I've always loved New Mexico. I love where I live. I love this district. And I just saw so much opportunity for improvement and betterment of life. And I thought the time was just now to put my hat in the race and see how it goes.
You felt that improvement by legislation was the way to go?
Yes, I felt that this district has been sorely underrepresented for a while, and I feel that we need to desperately clean up this war zone. And I feel that legislation and representation on the state level is the best way to go about doing it.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your background. Have you had experience with politics?
Yeah, actually, I worked as a committee analyst for the House of Representatives for the Consumer and Public Affairs Committee for a session, and then I also worked for House Media Relations. And so it was a lot of fun. It actually gave me my little taste of how much good comes out of a 60-day session or a 30-day session, and how much hard work goes into it that affects years worth of state activity. A lot goes into it, and I felt that it's a really important task to take on, to represent your community and represent your district. I think it's a very important job.
Okay. So you actually have a different point of view from the public at large, who doesn't really know what happens in Santa Fe and really doesn't get much of a taste of what good comes out of it.
I completely agree. People are so confused and bewildered. I've actually spoken to a few people who don't even understand, like, what a representative does. And so once you explain that, you know, how integral this our government is to our everyday lives, people are much more open to it. But I think it's a lot of education that needs to go into it. People just need to be informed of all the importance that politics actually does and how much good comes out of Santa Fe. And nobody ever hears it because, unfortunately, it's not newsworthy.
Yeah.
You know, the hundreds of bills that get passed every session that, you know, make it so we have an extra day of sick leave, or we have, you know, whatever it is, when there's any myriad of small changes that get made every year, and those all work for the betterment, hopefully, for New Mexico. But nobody hears about those. They hear about the bickering between the parties, or they hear about, you know, things being stalled up there and that kind of thing because of party politics. And it's just unfortunate that that's what gets the headlines. So it leaves a sour taste in, I think, everybody's mouth.
Tell me what kind of reception you're getting. What's the campaign been like?
Campaign has been amazing. It's basically just me walking around, talking to people. I have talked to so many amazing people. Yeah, it's been so much fun. And people just tell me that they want to be safe. They want to be able to sit out on their porch and not be worried that they're going to be, you know, harassed by people that don't live in the neighborhood, or that, you know, that they can go to sleep and not hear gunshots every night. That's the big thing that I've heard from this district, this really great wide swath of people. It's been a very good reception. I've had very positive feedback from people. And yeah, I think it's going amazingly well. Okay. It's just nothing has been done for this particular section. Like nothing's gotten better. And that's what people are telling me. That they see that other parts of the city are improving or changing, or they're getting, you know, cleaned up. But this section of town is just stagnant, and there's no new jobs. And this is what people are telling me, and there needs to be a change, and somebody that'll take on the task of working really hard to clean up this war zone. And I know they try to call it other things, but it's the war zone.
I think that sometimes people confuse what the city does and what the legislature does, and it may be that it's the city that's been neglecting.
And that is a possibility. There are some conversations that people have that you know that it's really just a matter of like a city ordinance, you know, too many cars parked, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But really things like improving mental health access, increasing funding for providing services for homeless people, and, you know, revitalizing the economic opportunities for entrepreneurs, that sort of thing. That sort of stuff can be aided by legislation. And I feel that those big factors are really at the crux of a lot of the change that needs to happen here.
Okay. So what would you come in with? What would you want to do in the first session?
Well, in the first session, I really would want to establish more funding for policing and just working to clean up the war zone. And getting better access to mental health facilities across the state. It's really very important, and it's currently very neglected. And same with getting people who are homeless the tools they need to be safe and try to, you always want to end homelessness. You want to be able to provide for everyone, but at least we'd be able to give them the tools and access to things that'll make their lives better, whether it's, you know, more facilities up here or in other areas where there's not as many homeless facilities, that, you know, see if we can't get something established there so they have somewhere to go to get the resources that they need and that sort of thing.
Usually freshman legislators don't necessarily get the committee that they want to be on, but what committees would you want to serve on?
I would love to serve on any of them, honestly. There are so many, you know, Veterans Affairs Committee. My dad is a Vietnam veteran. Energy, I don't know all the new names, but anything to do with, you know, with the land and how important the land is to New Mexico, and, you know, things to do with balancing human needs versus natural needs is very important, and it would be a great task to try to take on some of those bills that address those issues. Anything to do with making people's lives better, I would love it. I feel like my background is so varied that I would bring a fresh perspective to any of the committees. And I feel like even if I'm not an expert in certain fields, I would bring something positive and something beneficial to the table.
Okay, good. Did you grow up in the area?
Actually, I grew up in Albuquerque, and I graduated cum laude from the University of New Mexico. My mom's from here. You know, we've been here my whole life, so just a big New Mexico family. I worked for 10 years for Harley-Davidson. A lot of my background is actually retail. I loved it. You meet so many interesting people. I worked for the 13th Judicial District Attorney's Office. I ran the pre-prosecution diversion program. That was a very interesting job. I really enjoyed that job. Being able to give people the opportunity to make amends for their mistakes and not be forever punished for one error in judgment. Is a really interesting opportunity. Yeah, my resume is just varied. And so each one of those jobs gave me a different perspective on life and a different perspective on community.
What has your reception been in terms of a woman running for office?
I have had so many people actually say that it is the best thing that they've seen, that so many women are running for office. They say that it's time. I actually spoke with a lady the other day, and she said, we manage things better. We can multitask. She says it's just amazing how many women are getting out there and looking to help the state grow and help the state prosper. So it's been nice. It was a really pleasant surprise, the warm reception that being a woman running for office has gotten.